Hey there. Welcome to the podcast. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In Case You Missed It. Oreos mystery flavor comes out Monday, and Tony and I tried to guess what it wouldn't be.
I think we were wrong.
So Oreo announced back in June they're going to be running another mystery flavor promotion because nothing sounds better about your food than put mystery in it.
Especially meat.
Yeah.
Hey, have you enjoyed the mystery meat? Oh, it's delicious.
Well, they're going to announce the new mystery flavor Monday when it hits stores, but you can win $50,000 if you guess it. Go to mysteryoreo.com and enter to win.
Wow.
And guess what it is, and you can win $50,000.
That's a lot of money.
Now, here's the deal. Me and Tony, we don't know what it's going to be, but we can tell you what it's not going to be.
Okay, going rejected know, flavor ideas.
We had some independent work on this, and Tony thought of his list of things that the new mystery Oreo flavor will not be, and I did as well. Let's see who's grossest.
Okay,
I think I'm grossest.
I'll go first then.
All right.
I'm betting it's probably not antifreeze Oreos. I'm betting it's not Imodium AD Oreos. It won't be sauerkraut.
No.
And I'm betting Oreo did not pick belly button fuzz for their new flavor. Okay, now your turn.
I can tell you that the new mystery flavor for Oreo will not be lake water. The new Oreo will not be chicken gizzard flavors.
Oh, no.
The new mystery Oreo will not be stuffed with dandruff flakes.
Ah! That's awful.
And the last one's awful. I'm sorry I thought about it.
What?
The new mystery Oreo will not be stuffed with boil pus.
Oh, bro.
Told you mine were going to be gross.
Bro.
I'm sorry about that one.
Bro.
Hey, if you're eating right now, I am sorry. But that would be gross.
Damn.
It cost a lot of money to go out on dates. We found that out.
Yep.
And Tony also gave us some advice.
Here you go.
If you're single, after you hear this story, you may want to think about celibacy and swearing off dating forever.
I don't know. I've been doing that celibacy thing, y'all,
yeah,
and
it's not working out.
You may want to think that one
But
again.
When you become an actual monk, people are going to be like, Tony did it.
Yeah, he achieved ultimate abstinent superness.
A new study found the average American will spend a total... Listen to this.
All right, let's have it.
$121,082 going on dates over the course of their lifetime.
Say what?
Yeah.
That's a nice sports car. That's a Ferrari.
Yeah. It doesn't end when you get married either. Actually, the spending actually goes up once you're married.
Well, that's not going to.
The average person spends $168 a month on dates. But people who are married spend $186 a month on. So a good $20 jump-ish once you get married. That's something you got to think about. If you're planning on proposing this weekend, think about that $20 a month jump.
Yeah, right. So,
that's $240 extra dollars after you propose.
So no, and I know you love her, but now really weigh that
you
out.
You gotta,
is that love?
Is that what you want to do? Or is that, I mean,
do that per tanks of gas, you know? But listen to this, fellas. If you're spending that, what it is you're spending too much money on your dates.
Oh, really?
Listen to this.
Oh.
Hospital elevators. They've got all kinds of buttons, and they light up, and you take her in there, and you hit all the buttons in the elevator.
Boy.
That's free. You're going to stop at every floor.
Man.
You get all kinds of time together.
I can almost hear the swipe rights on you right now.
Here's my second one, fellas.
Oh,
and there's more.
Oh.
Write this down. Feeding ducks at local parks.
Uh-huh.
Old bread
and
crap that got moldy in the refrigerator anyway.
Uh-huh.
You're cleaning out the fridge.
Right.
Girls love ducks.
Right.
And you're feeding nature. Guys, I hope you're writing.
This should be an every week segment now.
I'm charging after this free stuff.
Sometimes you just need to be pumped up a little bit to get through the day, right?
Or having relationship or work problems.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to be picked up by the bootstraps, and Tony's here for that with his pump-up speech.
Lay that heart on the line.
I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch.
This is your game now, gentlemen.
Okay, you heathens in helmets, gather round, gather round. We're a couple of weeks into the season, and I want you all to focus on winning, men, but remember one thing all through your life. Remember to have fun. One day you're going to be catching a pass, and then you'll blink your eyes, and the next moment you're at an attorney's office writing your ex-wife checks. Then you'll turn around a few years later, and the kids are grown, but they hate you. Doctor tells you that you gotta get more saw palmetto. One day, man, a strong urine flow will mean something to you. It'll bring you joy. Heck, one day an acid will bring you joy. Your bones are gonna crackle like breakfast cereal, and you'll say, dang, that went fast. But did I have fun? Did I go for it? Did I kiss the girl? Did I dance with her in the rain on an old country road? Heck yeah, I did. And it was fun, and it was worth it. Get out there on the field and have fun, men. Remember, don't pick your nose in front of the fans and wave at your mamas. See you on the field.
We had a brand new word of the day for you.
Experts are studying my brain.
But not for that reason.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Tongue bunions. Tongue bunions are sores that develop in the mouth of people that have too many hard liquors. Tongue bunions.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
It's in the Court of X.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She is one angry spouse. For their anniversary, he chose Waffle House.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Baby showers are great because new moms get a lot of stuff they need.
Mm-hmm.
Including things they don't even know they need, like what's a boppy?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. Your friend with three kids, they know what it is.
Okay.
It's a breastfeeding pillow. So what this couple did is really great. Jonathan and Cindy Strawbridge, they live in York, Pennsylvania. They have a 2-year-old son, so they know how expensive basics like diapers and baby clothes are.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, they put together 150 gift baskets, then gave them away to new moms and dads who were struggling or didn't get to have a baby shower of their own. You know, maybe they're just out on their own, and they ended up ended up pregnant. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, it things happen.
Yeah, right.
So they call it a community baby shower. So they filled each basket with essentials like formula and diapers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy also attached personalized notes to every basket to let each mom know that, quote, you matter, you are loved, and so is your child.
Wow.
That's a great idea that this couple's doing.
Hats off to them, Wepper in York, Pennsylvania.
Jonathan and Cindy Strawbridge, y'all are
real good.
Okay, that wraps up the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening to it. If you wouldn't mind giving it a quick share and subscribe if you haven't already.
Play it loud for your neighbors.
We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.